We may look back on this week in April, later this year, as a time when reality began to set in regarding interest rate outlook and inflation. Stock market had really been treading water most of April, wanting to hold recent advances, anticipating that the rate of inflation would be under control, rate cuts would be coming soon. All that out the window after Wednesday's CPI and a 500-point decline on the Dow. CME's FedWatch tool now suggests just a 15 to 17% chance of a rate cut in June. Traders now pushing it back to September, maybe even October before a rate cut happens. The Fed will need to see consecutive months now of inflation slowing. This is the Bottom Line Report. ProGerminator from AgriLiquid is a complete NPK fertilizer that stimulates plant growth early. Learn more at agriliquid.com. Many commodity and financial traders hoping markets won't have a repeat performance this week from last. Our weekly performance chart, 48 commodities that we track, shows over half of the list in the red last week. Likely no surprise there, but there were a few that performed well. Cocoa was up 9.5%, coffee up 5.5%. Also in the top 10, silver was up 3.5% on the week. Ethanol was up 3%. Lean hogs barely in the black, up 0.75%. Corn, wheat, very near unchanged. Near the bottom, cotton, down 4% for the week. And the very bottom, lumber, was down 5%. I'm Mark Oppold on the Southeast AgNet, wishing you a profitable day and a profitable week ahead.